The top of the news this Thursday morning, terror attacks in Jakarta. Terrorists in the Indonesian capital attacked several different targets this morning, killing at least six people, including at least one policeman. Local authorities confirm one of the attacks took place in a Starbucks cafe in the city's downtown area, while gunmen attacked a police post nearby. Local news outlets also report three other explosions in other parts of the city, in neighborhoods near the Turkish and Pakistani embassies, and other government and diplomatic buildings. The UN's regional representative on drugs and crime for Southeast Asia and the Pacific, Jeremy Douglas, told the Australian Broadcasting Company he was returning to the nearby UN building when the blasts went off.
I was in the car when we got a call saying the bomb had gone off, and then we were pulling into the building from the backside and the opposite side of where the bomb went off, thank God. And then we got out of the car and we heard a second bomb. Well, we didn't hear the first, but we heard the second bomb. We went into the office and we heard a third, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth, and then gunfire in the streets. So there's been, it was at least five or six.
The UN's regional representative on drugs and crime for Southeast Asia and the Pacific, Jeremy Douglas, there. You were listening to a brief portion of his conversation about the ongoing story out of Jakarta this morning with the Australian Broadcasting Company. This is the first major attack on Jakarta since the 2009 Marriott and Ritz Hotel bombings. Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim country and has been in a state of high alert after threats from the Islamic State.